الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Devastations of Songs Attar's Prayer O Lord of the Prophet, whoever reads or listens to the 20-page booklet entitled Devastations of Songs, grant them ability to stay away from films, dramas, songs and music and forgive them and their parents without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet. The final Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Whosoever sends salat upon me 100 times on Friday, when he comes forth on the day of judgment, he will be accompanied by such a light that if it were to be distributed amongst the creation, it would suffice them all. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The calamities of music and alcohol. The scholar Abdul Rahman bin al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayh relates the following account in his book Dhamm al-Hawa. One night, I had a dream in which I saw the people buried in the graveyard near my house, exiting their graves and gathering in a certain place, until all of them had gathered. After this, they began to weep and make the following plea. O Allah, may so-and-so woman who died this morning not be buried in our graveyard. O Allah, protect us from the misfortune of that non-practicing woman. Seeing them crying, I asked one of the deceased people, Why are you making this dua? The woman who died today is destined for hell. So if she is buried in our graveyard, we will be placed into difficulty on account of witnessing her punishment. This is why we are weeping and pleading in the court of Allah that she not be buried here, replied the person. Hearing this, I awoke at once and I was curious to find out what will happen. So I set off for the graveyard. When I arrived there, I saw that a grave had been dug. I asked the grave diggers, For whom have you dug this grave? For the wife of a wealthy man, they replied. I informed them of the dream I had seen in the night. So they closed the grave. A short while later, some people arrived and asked, Is the grave ready? A grave will not be dug here, replied the grave diggers. Hearing this response, they went to another place. But as news of the dream had reached them too, the grave diggers there also refused to dig the grave. The people then left for yet another graveyard and prepared a grave there. Finally, the grave was dug, and the funeral procession was being awaited. When commotion started and people began to shout that the funeral procession had arrived, I joined those who were carrying the funeral bier. There were many people accompanying the funeral procession, and towards the back I saw a handsome young man. I asked the people who he was. They informed me that he was the deceased's son. The young man's father was also with him, and people were giving their condolences to both. After the woman was buried, I approached the father and son and said to them, I saw a dream last night. If you permit me, I will mention it. The woman's husband refused and replied, I have no need of listening to a dream. However, the son asked me to explain. I took the young man to one side, away from the people, and told him about the dream. I then said, The people in the graves pleaded to Allah that your mother is not buried in their graveyard. Tell me about her deeds. The young man said, My mother would drink alcohol, listen to music, and make false accusations against other women. This is all I know regarding her. But if you want to know more, then there is a 99-year-old elderly woman living in our house who was my mother's midwife and would serve her, accompany me and speak to her. She might know more about my mother. Thus, I went with the young man to his home. I informed the old woman about the dream I had seen and what the deceased son had told me. Then I asked her, "What else can you tell me?" The old woman cried and said to me, "May Allah forgive the deceased. She committed many sins." She then proceeded to tell me more about the sins of the woman. Dear Islamic brothers, this terrifying incident contains many points of reflection for us. We should remain focused on our death and take account of our sins. Three sins were mentioned about the woman. She would drink alcohol, listen to music, and falsely accuse others. Unfortunately, consumption of alcohol is quickly spreading amongst Muslims too. Both men and women are affected, particularly those who have a connection with high society. Mu'adhallah. Remember that alcohol is Ummul Khaba'ith, which means it is the mother of evils. The reason for its being termed as such is that it leads to many other sins. We also learn from this account that the common people buried in the graveyard came to know of the woman's death and that she would be buried in the graveyard and would be punished too. So why would the saints, rahmatullahi alayhim, and prophets, alayhimu salatu wassalam, especially the prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, not be aware of the unseen by the bestowal of Allah? When the prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam saw Allah, who is the greatest of all the unseen, with his physical eyes on the night of Mi'raj, then how could anything else of the unseen remain hidden from him? Dear Islamic brothers, one wrongdoing of the woman was that she would listen to music. Music has become so widespread today that it appears though every home is a music center. One would be hard-pressed to find a home in which music does not reverberate. The internet is also present in almost every home, and it is a gateway to watching all sorts of films. The internet can be a very destructive place, to such an extent that if a child is watching immodest videos using it, their parents remain unaware. Although there are many positive uses for the internet, such as the Sunnah-inspired speeches of Dawat-e-Islami's preachers being viewed across the world. Most people accrue sins by it. Alhamdulillah, Dawat-e-Islami is taking benefit of the positive aspects of the internet. Devastations of songs and music. There are many harms of songs and music, and they have been condemned in Quran and Hadith. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa minan nasi man yashtari lahwal hadith liyudhilla an sabilillah bighayri ilmin wa yattakhidhaha huzwa ulaika lahum adhabun muhin. And amongst people there are those who purchase words of amusement so that they may divert from the way of Allah without knowledge and take it in mockery. There is humiliating punishment for them. It is mentioned in Tafsir Sirat al-Jinan regarding this verse. This verse was revealed regarding Nadr bin Harith bin Qalada. He would undertake journeys to other countries for trading purposes. He had purchased books containing the stories of the non-Arabs and would narrate them to the Quraysh, telling them Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam relates to you accounts of Ad and Thamud, But I tell you stories about Rustam, Asfandyar, and the kings of Persia. Some people became preoccupied by these stories and were deprived of listening to the Quran, which led to this verse being revealed. It was thus declared, some people purchase words of entertainment so they may prevent the people from entering Islam and listening to the Quran because of ignorance, and so that they may mock the verses of Allah. For such people is a humiliating punishment. Lahu, meaning entertainment, refers to every false thing which makes a person heedless of righteous deeds and useful actions. This includes baseless tales, fables, magic, music, impermissible jokes, songs and music. It is impermissible to buy and sell such instruments of entertainment, i.e. those items which are used for this purpose, as this verse was revealed regarding the evil of people who buy such things. Likewise, buying and selling impermissible novels, indecent magazines, and tickets for cinemas and shows is also forbidden, as they are all lahu al-hadith, or means to them. According to an opinion of some distinguished Quranic exegetes, lahu al-hadith refers to playing songs, and scholars have taken this verse as proof that playing songs is forbidden. I was commanded to destroy musical instruments. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah sent me as a mercy and guide to all worlds. He ordered me to destroy musical instruments that are played with the mouth and hand, and those idols that were worshipped in the age of ignorance. My Lord took an oath by his honour and said, whosoever from my slaves drinks a sip of alcohol, I will make him drink the boiling water of hell in place of it, whether he is punished or forgiven. And he who gives a drop of alcohol to a child, I will make him drink the boiling water of hell in place of it, whether he is punished or forgiven. As for songstresses, buying, selling, teaching, and affixing price to them is haram. Dear Islamic brothers, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we hold so dear, was commanded by Allah to destroy musical instruments. Yet many Muslims today have embraced these ill-fated things. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wishes to eradicate these instruments, but those who claim to follow him are opening music centers everywhere. Rather, many homes of the Muslims are like centers of music. This hadith also contains a warning for those who drink alcohol. They will be made to drink the boiling water of hell. This water will be so hot that as the vessel is brought close to a person's face, its heat will cause the flesh on his face to melt and fall into it. When the water reaches his stomach, it will destroy his insides to the extent it will break his intestines into pieces and cause them to flow out of his rear passage. A group of the Ummah turning into pigs and monkeys. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in end times, a group from my Ummah will transform into monkeys and pigs. The companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, even if they testify you are the Messenger of Allah and there is none worthy of worship besides Allah? He replied, yes, even if they offer salah, fast, and perform hajj. This means they shall still be punished even if they are Muslim. So those who offer salah and perform hajj will still be punished if they listen to songs or music. It was asked, O Messenger of Allah, what will be their crime? He responded, They will listen to the songs of women, play music, and drink alcohol. They will spend their time in this entertainment and transformed into monkeys and pigs by morning. In another hadith, incidents of being swallowed by the earth, stones raining downwards, and transformation of appearances will occur in my ummah. A person from the Muslims asked, When will this occur? It was explained, When singing women and musical instruments appear and alcohol is consumed. Songs create hypocrisy in the heart. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, Al-ghina'u yunbitu al-nafaqa fil qalbi kama yunbitu al-ma'u al-zar'a. A music causes hypocrisy to grow in the heart the way water causes crops to grow. Molten lead poured into the ears. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam announced, Man qa'ada ila qaynatin yastami'u minha saballahu fi udhunayhi al-anuka yawm al-qiyamati. Whosoever sat near a female singer to hear her sing, Allah will pour molten lead into his ears on the day of judgment. What is the ruling on listening to songs? The reviver of Islam, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi, states, singing alongside musical instruments and listening to this are both forbidden. Likewise, playing songs, in fact listening to songs with interest, creates hypocrisy in the heart, just like water causes grass to grow. Harms of listening to songs. Listening to songs displeases Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It weakens the soul. It blackens the heart. It is an obstacle to becoming a complete believer. It increases evil desires and thoughts in a person. Listening to songs deviates one's mind and causes a person to travel on the wrong path. It causes one to fall prey to false love and eventually incapacitates him. It increases depression and hopelessness. It invokes a strong emotional response in a person and can sometimes even lead to a person taking their own life. It can damage the eardrums and molten lead will be poured into them on the day of judgment. Songs today contain statements of disbelief, the utterance of which causes a person to leave the folds of Islam. This is the greatest harm. Music is widespread in society today. Music is everywhere today. Whether you are in the bus, train, aeroplane, airport, and most other places, you will hear it. To the extent, even if you wish to listen to Quran on the radio or television, music is played before the recitation begins. Similarly, mobile phones also have tunes, and these have become so common that sometimes even seemingly practicing individuals have musical tones in their phones. Remember, the simple bell that rings are not considered music. How to avoid music? The way to avoid music in such circumstances is wherever a person finds it, he should put an end to it. For example, if one's watch plays a musical tune, he should change it, and he should do the same for his car and phone. If it is not possible to change it, he should switch it off altogether. Likewise, wherever else it is possible to avoid music, one should try his best to avoid it. Remember that listening to music is a sin. If you can hear it in a certain place, it is necessary to move from there and try your best to not listen. The scholar Ibn Abidin al-Shami rahmatullahi alayhi mentions dancing, mocking, clapping and playing the lute, harp, tambourine, zither, flute, cymbals and trumpet. These are all makruh tahrimi, i.e. close to haram, as they are symbols of disbelievers. Similarly, listening to the striking of the duff and flutes, etc. is haram. If one hears these unexpectedly, he is excused and it is wajib upon him to try his best to not listen. Dear Islamic brothers, as soon as you hear music, if possible, place your fingers in your ears and move from there immediately. If you put your fingers in your ears but remain in that place or move just to the side, you will not be able to avoid the music. Even if you do not put your fingers in your ears, you must try your best to avoid it. Wherever we go now, we hear music. Be it cars, aeroplanes, houses, shops, restaurants, roads, marketplaces. If there are films or music playing in a restaurant, we should avoid eating there. There are certain places like an aeroplane or a bus where a person cannot avoid it, as it is beyond his control to have the vehicle stopped there. Sometimes, when drivers are requested to stop, they refuse and continue to play music. Remind for the reminder benefits the Muslims. Remember that bus drivers tend to comply when things are explained to them. Speak to them kindly and encourage them to play sunnah-inspired lectures instead of music. You can motivate them by explaining if they play sunnah-inspired lectures instead of music, they will be rewarded for every Muslim on board who is listening. In the Quran, we have been commanded to remind. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And give advice, I remind that giving advice benefits the Muslims. Similarly, for all those who are listening to at home, they should advise their families by saying, although they might feel some temporary relief by listening to music, it is sinful. They should seek refuge from this relief and stay away from music, lest it becomes a cause of them all falling into hell. If a person cannot do this himself, he should download and play for them two Sunnah-inspired lectures delivered by the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah entitled Gaane Baje Ki Holnakiyan and TV Ki Tabakariyan. These can be downloaded from www.daawatislami.net. One can also download the Madni Muzakaras of the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, which can be accessed at www.ilyasqadri.com. If this is not possible, purchase these two lectures in booklet format from Maktabatul Madina and read them to your family. Insha'Allah, this will create a religious environment within the home and your family will avoid the harms of music. Remember, watching films and listening to music is haram and an act which leads to hell. Unfortunately, those who compose and sing songs for films have now become so audacious, they even object to Allah, the Lord of the universe. This is a moment to reflect for those who thoughtlessly play songs in their shops, restaurants, cars, and those who play them at weddings, disturbing their ill or righteous neighbors. Satan has placed a poison in film music and laid down the enchanting trap of instruments and music to drive people into hell forever. Faith is ruined. Dear Islamic brothers, keep in mind, whoever reads, listens to, or sings even a single couplet containing categoric disbelief, whilst doing so with interest, exits the fold of Islam and becomes a disbeliever and apostate. Such a person's good deeds become void. This means all their previous salah, fast, hajj, and all other righteous deeds have been wasted. If he was married, his marriage is nullified. If he had pledged allegiance to a spiritual guide or murshid, that is also broken. It is incumbent upon him to repent from the disbelief mentioned in the couplet at once, and then recite the testimony of faith, ay kalima, becoming a Muslim again. If he wishes to pledge allegiance again, he should do so with any spiritual guide who fulfills the required conditions. If he wishes to remarry his former wife, he should renew his marriage contract with her by giving a new dowry, mahr. He who is unsure of whether he read or sang such a couplet with interest, or has a habit of listening to or singing songs from films, he should also renew his faith as a precautionary measure. He should also renew his spiritual pledge of allegiance and his marriage. This is better for his matters in this life and the hereafter. To learn more about songs that contain words of disbelief and how to repent from such, refer to the Amir of Ahlus Sunnah's book, Gaane Baje Ke 35 Kufriya Ashar. We do not know what our end will be. In part of a lengthy hadith, the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the children of Adam were created in various groupings. From them are those born as believers, who live in a state of faith and die upon faith. Some of them are born as disbelievers, live in a state of disbelief, and die upon disbelief. Others from them are born as believers, live a life of belief, but depart upon disbelief. Others from them are born as disbelievers, live as disbelievers, but die as believers, taking faith to the grave. Dear Islamic brothers, there is no doubt that remaining a believer in this world is a tremendous blessing. But it is only a true blessing when one's faith remains intact at the time of leaving this world. By Allah, the believer in the grave is truly successful. He who leaves this world with his faith intact is the true winner. And he who attains paradise has achieved his goal. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز. So the one who is saved from the fire and is admitted into paradise, he is successful. Islamic brothers should travel in the Madini Qafilas of Dawat-e Islami and regularly attend the weekly Sunnah inspired gathering. Likewise, Islamic sisters should attend the weekly gathering for sisters and encourage the other females in their household, such as their mother and sister-in-law, to do the same. Insha'Allah, alongside gaining the mindset of avoiding songs, music and other sins, they will gain countless blessings. How can one put an end to the habit of listening to music? Number one. Delete songs and music from all social media accounts, memory cards, computer, etc. Number two. Instead of songs, take steps to listening to Quranic recitation, poetry praising the Prophet, and Sunnah-inspired speeches. This is beneficial for this world and the hereafter. Number three. Perform the dhikr of Allah as much as possible. Attend gatherings of remembrance of Allah and praising the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. This will remove the rust from your heart and increase your spirituality. Number 4. Get into the habit of sending salats upon the Prophet at least 313 times a day. You will be granted the strength to avoid sins. Number 5. Stay away from friends that have an interest in music. Adopt the company of those who love Allah's Messenger and who love to make dhikr. Number 6. Think to yourself, if I experienced even slight pain in my ears today, I cannot take it. What will become of me if lead is poured into my ears on the day of judgment due to listening to music? Number 7. Keep in mind the physical harms of listening to songs, as listening to them can be harmful for your health. Number 8. Fear regarding your faith, lest it become the case that listening to songs destroys it, which will lead to disgrace in this world and the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.